8 to 21, 8 degrees. It's cold, and in the midst of some Cold War shenanigans that we haven't dealt with in a long while. And to help us make some sense of all of it, Oakland University political science professor, director of the International Studies Program, Professor Paul Kubitschek joins us again here on the Paul W. Smith Show. Professor, thanks for joining us again.
My pleasure.
It's a little, it's frightening when we are told that 8,500 of our troops have been put on alert to possibly go into the surrounding areas that we're concerned about in Ukraine. Tell us your learned take on what's going on now.
Well, I think that the commitment to send those troops potentially to the region, it's directed at our NATO allies like Poland and Lithuania, who are really concerned about Russian actions in the region, and we want to make sure that any Russian incursion into Ukraine does not spread any wider, right? So it's designed to deter Russia from actually attacking a NATO ally and showing that we're serious about defending them. Now, whether or not these troops are going to have any impact on deterring Putin from going into Ukraine is another matter, because I think it's pretty clear that these troops will not be going directly engaging with the Russians if they were to go into Ukraine. So while it may be supporting Poland, it's really maybe not solving the problem vis-a-vis Ukraine.
What's the big deal for Russia not wanting the Ukraine to be able to join NATO?
Well, that's a complicated question. I mean, I think part of it you could say is just they don't want to be surrounded by potentially hostile states. They feel encircled. There's, from Putin's point of view, I think he's nostalgic for the old Soviet Union in certain ways, that Russia has been for centuries an empire, and that's the way that they've kind of conducted their business. And adding Ukraine or making Ukraine a vassal state would certainly, reanimate that a version of the Russian Empire, if you will. I think there's also the fact that if Ukraine were to be a Western successful state, it would be a negative model as far as Putin is concerned. It might give the Russians themselves ideas about a type of government they would prefer, as opposed to the autocratic, corrupt rule they're under under Putin.
Is there a belief, in your opinion, that virtually anything we do, short of a war, which we don't want, is not going to keep Putin from doing whatever it is Putin wants to do?
I think we tend, I understand the tendency to kind of overestimate Putin's, slyness and his ability to kind of get what he wants and to be manipulative and to be aggressive. But of course, you have to realize Putin doesn't, he also wants to get stuff on the cheap to minimize his own costs, right? So he's looking for something. He wants to get a win out of this, whether it be territory or greater say over NATO or greater say over what's going on in Ukraine. And he holds a lot of cards, it's true. And being able to stop him from doing anything, it's going to be difficult. I think we want to raise the costs of it so that we can deter him. But if he has his mindset on going in and seizing part of Ukraine, from a strictly military point of view, there's really very little we can do about it.
Yeah, it just seems, when we say, and trust me, I'm not suggesting we up the numbers, but when we say 8,500 of our finest are on standby to be sent to an area where there's well over 100,000 Russian troops. I mean, that just sounds crazy and frightening that we would think that force of 8,500 being in the area or vicinity of 100,000 plus Russian troops, it just doesn't seem to, I don't like the odds there, if you know what I'm saying, Professor.
I'm probably not going to be able to alleviate your fears or concerns. I would just say this, that those forces are going to be sent and probably stationed in the Baltic states or in Poland. They're not going to go into Ukraine. They're not going to engage Russian forces directly. It's a signal to Poland and Lithuania, these states that definitely feel threatened by Russia, that the United States is serious about its NATO commitment to them. If, heaven forbid, the Russians pushed even further to the west, into Poland or into parts of Lithuania. So I don't see those troops engaging in any sort of combat. I see it very clearly as a deterrent force. Now, Could an accident happen? Could something tragic occur? Yes, that's possible. I mean, you are raising the stakes a bit, but I don't think that this is that we're set off on a war path seeking direct engagement with Russia.
Oakland University political science professor, director of the International Studies Program, Professor Paul Kubitschek, you've answered one of the questions, which some people are saying, why are we doing this for Ukraine? They're not even in NATO. We have no moral or legal responsibility. Well, maybe we have a moral, but no legal responsibility. But you've answered it by saying it's for Poland and Lithuania. It's for the surrounding areas that will feel threatened by this incursion by the Russians.
No, I think that's right. But again, we're trying to also demonstrate to Putin to some degree that we're serious, that you know, there's a host of things that we're trying to do, diplomacy, potential economic sanctions, potential weaponry that we may give the Ukrainians to kind of raise the costs to Putin and to demonstrate our own resolve, which I think we definitely need to do. But whether or not that's going to be enough, as you say, if he has his mindset on grabbing part of Ukraine or causing mischief or creating a diversion and sending some forces in, you know, they've talked about a variety of things the Russians might do, stage a coup, stage an accident to justify an incursion. He'll do that. But he's going to do it in, a very calculated sort of way, look at the costs and benefits. And if we can raise the costs, we're probably going to have, or hopefully have some success in deterring a serious Russian action.
Just worries me, and we got to go, unfortunately, but it worries me. Good. I don't think that makes me feel better, but I'm glad that we're on the same page. But I mean, if push comes to shove and there is war and the Ukrainian soldiers are killing Russians with American ammunition and guns, that's not going to go over well. And we're as much involved in Putin's mind as anybody else, I guess. I'm just the way I'm looking. Professor, thanks for being with us. I appreciate your work.
It could go very badly, but let's hope for the best.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to hope for the best. Professor Paul Kubitschek, Oakland University, here on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR at 8:29.